The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Guys, we're back. I'm Lindsay Ward, and joining me right now is one of the stars of the action comedy, The Legend of Baron Toa, and one of the stars of the upcoming NBC series, The Young Rock. Everybody, please welcome to the show, Uli Latukefu. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me, Lindsay. I will correct you, though. It's pronounced Toa.
Toa.
Yeah, that's right. The glottal. It's in Tongan, it's pronounced Toa.
I'm so sorry about that.
Don't worry about it. All good.
So this is a super exciting film because it's based solely in a Polynesian cast, is that correct?
Majority, yeah. I think there are one or two non-Polynesians in there. But yeah, mostly Polynesian cast, which is awesome.
Do you mind telling us a little bit about the film, kind of what happens and about your character?
Yeah, so basically the story is about a guy who is the son of a championship wrestler. His father's passed away. So he returns back to New Zealand from Australia. And his intention is to sell the house, his childhood home where he grew up. But his father's championship belt is stolen, and he goes on a kind of quest to get that belt back because it means so much to his uncle. And that's pretty much it.
So it's kind of a coming of age story where he has to sort of maybe not restore the family honor, but defend the family honor.
Yeah, that's right. And also he isn't really aware of the significance of the belt. He just thinks it's a piece of tin and it doesn't really mean anything. But the significance is that his father, who was an immigrant, came and made something of himself. And so the significance is wrapped up in the belt, which he comes to understand.
Is that one of the things that maybe drew you to the role?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think it's a common thing for a lot of us where we have an idea of who we are and where we're going, but until we kind of, sometimes we need a rap over the knuckles or a knock over the head to you know, by family or people who truly know us. You know, helps give us perspective.
I know about that. I did see that you got to go flying one time. That didn't look like it felt good at all.
No, very sore. We've got doubles, but, you know, a lot of the times the way it was shot, you know, my face was there. So unfortunately, I had to go flying several times.
I was going to say, did you get to do a lot of the fight scenes or was it mostly your double that got to have some of
the fun? Yeah, I did, which was... I did about 90% of it, which was awesome, which was really fun. But we only had 6 weeks to do it, which isn't a lot of time. And when you go and watch the movie, there's a lot of action in there. So, you know, doing that day after day kind of wears on your body. But it's awesome. It's so fun to do. And you know, it's a young man's dream, really.
Now, I'm curious to know, are you a wrestling fan or were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Yeah, I was. I used to watch it when I was a kid, late 80s, early 90s. Ultimate Warrior was probably my favorite wrestler. I used to watch the Bushwhackers, you know, Hulk Hogan and Jake the Snake Roberts, Mr. Perfect, Blue Blazer, a whole bunch of Jimmy Fly Snooker, like a whole bunch of wrestlers that probably this generation haven't even heard of. But anyway, yeah.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, I don't know. Well, maybe I'm the one who hasn't heard of the newer wrestlers, but I definitely was a fan of the earlier wrestling.
Did you watch any of the newer stuff to kind of sort of research it, or did you go back based on your past experience?
I mean, yeah, no, I kind of, because I stayed within the era, so a lot of that earlier wrestling would have been the memories of Fritz, the character. So I pretty much stayed and watched. You know, older wrestling footage, but a lot of pre, you know, even WWF stuff. I'm not pre WWF, just not at that standard. You know, like kind of like community wrestling or stuff like that, the underground kind of grittier wrestling.
I was gonna say, yeah, because it has that. I think your adversary in the movie, he's kind of sort of that gritty, sort of more underground, as you said, character versus like a more polished kind of guy. I think I remember him sitting on a throne with a boar over his head.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the characters. Yeah, it's that kind of of atmosphere. Yeah.
So I think that's fun. I think that's cool. And I think, you know, honestly, it's more of the underground stuff versus like the more I don't want to say like professional level because it's all professional, but like the indie stuff is much more, I think, relatable in some cases because it is just it's everyday people that are going out there and wrestling and creating these larger than life characters, you know?
You know what? It's phenomenal. It really, and I mean that sincerely, like a lot of these guys, like you said, will go to their full-time job, will come, you know, make their own masks, make their own costumes. And it's really quite inspiring because they take that time and care and practice and rehearsals, and they really, really do a wonderful job. It's just not with the lights and the, you know, the big show like a lot of people are used to watching. But the skill level is phenomenal. A lot of the wrestlers that came and were part of the show, I was blown away at how well they moved and all the moves that they were able to pull off. It's really great to watch.
Now, were they local to New Zealand, or did you bring people over from Australia as well?
Yeah, they've got a few circuits running in New Zealand. So a lot of the wrestlers that you see in the movie are from New Zealand and are based in New Zealand. But, you know, have been fans of the game and know a lot of the guys who've gone up the ranks into WWF or gone into other wrestling in Japan. And it's really a quite a tight-knit circle, actually.
Yeah, I have a friend over there. I'm sure he didn't work on the set, but yeah, he talks about it a lot. And so it's really cool that you guys had local people come in and work versus trying to, you know, bring people over. And I mean, were you guys impacted by the pandemic at all? I know it's very different over there than it is here in the US. So I'm not sure. Were you guys impacted in terms of shooting at all?
No, we shot this last year. So it was, it was well before COVID. Yeah.
Okay. That's good. That's great.
Oh, can you imagine doing a wrestling scene in masks?
Oh, my gosh. that would be awful. I mean, you'd have to do it because obviously you want to keep everybody safe, but that would just be no fun.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. But, you know, we're doing well here in Australia, and New Zealand has done a phenomenal job. I think, you know, everyone's just trying to manage it the best way possible. So it's great. Yeah. It's good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. And I hope you're staying safe.
I'm safe. I haven't got any cold, flu, symptoms or fever or anything like that, so I'm pretty good.
Awesome, great. So, do you have any funny stories that you can share from the set, or any secrets that you can tell us without spoiling anything?
Man, we made it so it feels like so long ago. But you know, working with the dog, when people say, you know, never work with animals or children, that's the truth. it is. The most, I mean, obviously it depends sometimes on the temperament of the dog, but, you know, trying to shoot with an animal and getting it to hit its mark over and over again, and you just have to stay flexible. That's a very challenging thing. So we were trying to find ways of shooting, and there's a toilet scene there, which I'm sure people will watch, and getting that to work was more difficult than it ends up looking. But no, I mean, there's some great characters in there, and you know, really wonderful actors. So we had a great time making it. I'm sure people will enjoy it.
Okay, awesome. And I know you're busy, so I'm not going to keep you too long. But I have to know, what is your favorite thing to do on your day off when you have one?
My favorite thing to do on my day off is spend time with my family. I love hanging out with my wife and my daughter. It's something that is my go-to. On my day off, we just go to the beach, maybe have some ice cream or whatever, but just spending time with them is my idea of a good day off.
Awesome. That sounds like a perfect day off, actually. Especially since it's summer over there right now, right?
It is. Yeah, I forgot that. What, are you guys in winter yet?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's very hot and humid here.
It was snowing earlier here.
Oh, what I wouldn't give to see snow. That must be nice.
Well, no, it is and it isn't
because where are you exactly?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, Atlanta. Okay.
Yeah. So it was like, it was pretty mild here. Like it was in the 60s and 70s here. And then it went from being that to 30 overnight.
Right. Yeah.
So
that's a bit of a shock.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's cold. No, we weren't prepared for this at all. So yeah, so it's, and you know how Southerners are with, maybe you've heard of it with us and snow and ice. It's not pretty at all.
Right.
So
I'd love, my first encounter of snow, you know, I grew up in Australia and from Polynesian heritage. So my first encounter of snow was like, wow, it's so phenomenal. And then I quickly got over it in about half an hour.
I was going to say, I moved out west to Utah for 5 years. And I lived out there, and it was one of my first like experiences with like real snow, because here it snows and it's like, you know, a couple inches, and it's just enough to close the schools and everything. And when I moved out there for the first time, it snowed in October. It dropped like a foot of snow, and I had no idea how to drive in that at all. And I'm just sitting there like, I'm over this. I'm good.
Wow. Do you guys have to get the plows in the front of your car? Is that how it works?
Out there, they had people that had plows on the front of their cars. Here, they just like brine the roads and hope for the best.
Right.
So it's an interesting experience.
Yeah, it is. We would never have that here in Australia, but maybe down further south in Canberra that might happen. But generally speaking, not really. It's quite hot.
I don't envy you, but I do envy you right now, because it is chilly. But yeah, summer here isn't fun either. So I'm sorry that it's so warm there.
Well, no, that's fine. That's good. I like both. I think I prefer winter, but hey, I might have to come out to Atlanta, Georgia. That might be nice.
Yeah, come visit. Come visit us. We'd be happy to have you.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm going to hold you to that.
No, okay.
I'm just kidding.
You're more than welcome. You can bring your whole family.
Yeah, I have awesome. Awesome.
So. All right, Uli, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Lindsay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Once again, Uli, thank you so much for joining us. We really super appreciate it. Everybody, check out The Legend of Baron Toa, which comes out on digital platforms and video on demand starting on December 4th. But that's all the time we have. So everybody, thank you so much for listening. We greatly appreciate it. Don't forget to check out all the other fine programming on wildtalkradio.com. And we will be back very soon with another review or interview. You just don't know how we're going to give you your content these days. Till then, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack Extra. Bye!